Stop. Whatever it is you're doing, stop. Are you making dinner? Stop. Are you flipping through the cable television channels? Stop. Are you clipping coupons from the Sunday paper? Stop. Are you making love in successive marathon sessions? Stop. Are you drinking? Alone? Again? Stop. Just stop. It's getting colder out again and you're fluffing your flannel sheets. Stop. The thermostat's at 65 and you're turning it up to 72. Stop. Your finger is mid-knuckle up your nose and it feels like you've just struck gold. Stop. You're sitting on the toilet reading National Geographic magazine or Newsweek or People or High Times waiting to fill the toilet bowl. Stop. I mean it. Stop. You're writing your grandmother a Christmas card because you haven't seen her in a while and it's not like you ever call. Stop. You're shining your boots with an old pair of underwear filled with holes and a can of shine from the CVS. Stop. You're recording a new answering machine message in a voice you think sounds like Jack Nicholson saying, "Here's Johnny," then erasing it and redoing it again, even though your name isn't Johnny. Stop. You're standing at the bus stop, totally silent, scared to make eye contact with everyone around you. Stop. You're telling everybody on the street how Jesus is way cool. Stop. You're eating McDonald's French fries in the front seat of your car and talking on your cell phone on the interstate. Stop. No, really, just stop. I'm just asking. You're playing hide the salami because you work at Jimmy John's and can literally hide the salami just to be cute. Stop. You're cracking open a can of Coca-Cola and drinking it way too fast to see how loudly you can burp. Stop. You're speeding through red lights because the streets appear empty and what else is there to do in a town so small? Stop. Whatever it is you're doing, just stop. You can start back up again anytime you'd like, just for now. Stop. Like so.